The Jungle. That's right, that was Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle, also known as The Phil Nason Show, and I'm happy to have you here on this Thursday afternoon, February the 21st, 2013 edition of one of the, if not the, hottest radio programs anywhere, The Phil Nason Show, and I'm thrilled to bring it to you each and every day. on the various networks, affiliates, websites, and wherever else you find to listen to this radio program. And it's Thursday. And joining me on the line, as always, each and every Thursday, is thesportsgoons.com, Mr. Jamian Smith. Jamian, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Phil. How you doing, man?
I'm just enjoying life. I tell you what, really enjoying life. Everything changes and we go back next week to me recording again at 3 a.m. and it's all good in the hood. You know me, I work hard at this show. I'll get up anytime and go anywhere to do this show because it's important to do this show for me. And more importantly, I enjoy reaching out to you all and meeting you, especially you, Jamie. It's the best part of the show, I think, so far. Meeting you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like I've known you my whole life.
Uh-huh.
And we can get back to our 5 a.m. chats.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember those, some of those?
Yeah.
We should have recorded them. They're sometimes better than what people think is really good.
Those were great shows.
And the ones we didn't publish were great shows. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, we had a lot of talk about last week, or you were here Tuesday, and we got great feedback as always. And people loved your Black History spiel, my friend. They loved it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was funny that we're in two different generations, and yet we understand the same TV shows.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
But it's all good in the hood. That's why we are a great team when we work together. Anyway, Blade Runner, Oscar Pistorius. Ah, boy, I tell you know something? It marvels me that people think, you know, we just talk out the side of our necks at this show. You know, we don't make crap up here. We don't use unidentified sources here. When we tell you that there were steroids found in his house, don't show me a link that says there were steroids found in the house. Listen to the freaking show and then do it. I mean, good God. When we bring up something here, we're not these fugazis we're about to talk about. We're going to tell you what's happening. But here's the thing, Jay. We were right dead on about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I got to tell you, though. Listen to this. Prosecutor Jerry Nell, they had a bail hearing, and he was formally charged with premeditated murder. Now, I had made a mistake and said he can only get 25 years. That's incorrect. If he's found guilty, the judge can give him a life sentence without parole for premeditated murder. See, they weren't sure what they were going to charge him. I was trying to be generous. But it is what it is. Anyhow, Prosecutor Jerry Nell projected a plan of the bedroom and bathroom for the courtroom and argued that Pistorius had to be sitting up on his legs to shoot down. The gun was pointed down. The bullet trajectory was pointed down.
Uh-huh.
This is what the policeman said. And here's the other thing. He said that he had, in order to move, Nell projected a plan in the bedroom and the bathroom for the courtroom and argued that Pistorius had to walk past his bed to get to the bathroom and could not have done so without realizing that Steenkamp was not in the bed. And he concludes with, there's no other way of getting there. That's diametrically opposed to what Blade Runner, Mr. Oscar Pistorius, claims when he says he didn't even see her in the bed.
So, what you telling me is that this guy put on his legs to go shoot this lady?
Yeah, he did. And one thing that is still a little fuzzy is he claims, now here's the thing, he claims that he used that cricket bat to beat down the door of the bathroom. Now, this brings up a couple scenarios here. Well, let's try to be generous, Jamian, before we hammer this kid. Let's just be generous. Now, here's the thing. You're shacked up on Valentine's Day with a hot girl, and you don't realize that she's not next to you. Usually when they're, and he says they were deeply in love, they're usually all over each other even when they're asleep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, apparently he didn't feel on any of that sort of thing. And then here's the other thing. What woman, now women like their privacy, guys do too, but mainly women, what woman would walk into a bathroom in the middle of the night in her boyfriend's house, who she's deeply in love with, and lock the bathroom door?
Great point.
Honestly, who would do that?
Not none I know of, unless you're scared to death of them. And I think that's what she was.
Yeah, sure. Now, my theory is this, is that she was the one who used the cricket bat to strike him, or he struck her first with it. Who knows? There's blood on it. I don't know whose blood it is on that bat. We didn't report what happened with it, and we're not going to because we don't know. But what we do know is this. Oscar Pistorius claimed that he was on his stumps and feeling vulnerable when he opened fire. The police say that he was standing on his legs and the trajectory of the bullet was downward. He claims then that he used a cricket bat to beat down the door. Again, why would she need to lock a door at 5 or 6 in the morning? In the morning, when she didn't have to work that day. See, if anything, she got up to use the toilet, that's it. And go back to bed. Oscar Pistorius, you know what? I got to tell you this, Jay. If I was Oscar Pistorius, I would be praying that Johnny Cochran would show up.
It's not going to happen.
He's finished.
He's done. He's going to get, I think he's going to get the life sentence. He's going to be thrown under the jail.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? How would he have fared in Oz? I think he went with Adam Beesie and Schillinger.
Hey, Ron O'Reilly and Cyril O'Reilly and you got the Muslims and you got the Schillinger people. Yeah.
He
wouldn't last it. Although the guy in the wheelchair, you know, he lasted pretty good in Oz, though. But you know.
Yeah, but he was more like a cool guy that was a trick. You know what? This guy ain't no trick. This guy's a famous guy with money. He would be. He's going to be a victim like Schillinger. He would. You know what? Like that. What was that guy's name? The one that the stupid guy who was like gay and not gay and the lawyer. Tobias Beecher. Tobias Beecher. And anyway, I think Oz was something else, man. Anyway, this kid. What's that?
I used to love Oz, man. I was a fan.
Oh, me too. In fact, I had all 5 seasons on disc that I still do. And I have them here in Corfu. I'd rather watch that than some other things. But anyhow, if that kid was in there with the boys from Oz, he would have a swastika on one cheek. And he would have Adam Beesie whispering in his ear. Oh, my, he's finito. Mr. Oscar Pistorius, you can tell all the stories you want. You can pretend all you want. But I'll tell you what. If everything that we hear is true, and I'd happen to believe that it is, otherwise they wouldn't put the most famous athlete in South Africa in prison. Good luck and God bless. And we'll report on that, Jamie, and when he gets finally sentenced to death or whatever happens. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to get the death penalty, but I don't know how their laws and stuff is over there, but he will get the maximum extent to the fullest of the law. He will get that.
Yeah, he should. He should. And he will. And anyway, you know, we have to move on. Oh, my goodness, Jamie. I don't understand these guys, these rappers. The NBA. This is just a mess. Lil Wayne. For all of you who don't, I really don't know who he is, to be honest with you. Whatever. He is what he is. He doesn't rap very well. He's not very hip-hoppy. In my world, he's just some little midget, you know, who probably smells bad. I mean, whatever. But seriously, I'm not trying to stereotype him, but look at him. He looks nasty. He's got those, and he doesn't even have real tattoos on his face like Mike Tyson. He's got those jailhouse tattoos, you know, with the ashes in the the things that we saw in Oz, you know, the ashes in the ballpoint pen type.
Yeah.
He didn't even have a real tattoo. But anyhow, and this guy's got a lot of money. But anyhow, this past weekend, he went on a little tirade at one of his little quote-unquote concerts. And apparently, he said F. LeBron and F. She Wade, meaning Dwayne Wade, and F. Chris Bosh. And, oh, by the way, I bleeped Chris Bosh's wife. Now, this is in retaliation for, he claims, to be thrown out of the NBA game that he was attending between the Miami Heat and his beloved Los Angeles Lakers. What's going on with Lil Wayne, man?
Man, Lil Wayne, I don't know if we should make a list of the list of people that need to go away. Lil Wayne needs to go away. I'm so sick and tired of this guy. I'm so sick. Oh, my goodness. First off, he was Lil Wayne, I say 4 or 5 years ago, was considered one of the greatest rappers in all of the land. 4 or 5 years ago, you could put him up there with the Jay-Z's, the Nas. He was just that good. But I don't know what happened. I think the drugs, or whatever he does has just taken a toll. But this bickering with the NBA and all, first off, he's a fanboy. He's a bandwagon guy. You don't know what team he roots for. He just want to be in the limelight. Remember last year he was mad at the OKC people because they didn't let him in to sit in the front row or something like that. Buy a ticket, clown. He hangs with the Heat. He's at the Hornets games. He loves the Saints, but he loves the Packers. Give me a break. Just go away. You know, with this whole thing here, he's mad that I think the Heat kicked him out of the game or wouldn't let him in for free or something like that. So he took his so he tried to get a retaliation and all that. Talk about LeBron and Chris Bosh. Who cares about Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne is perhaps one of the most pointless people on the face of this earth. He need to get some help because whoever his people are around him, they're not looking out for him. They're not looking out for him at all. He's already in the controversy about a rap lyric he had talking about Emmett Till. He beat the stuff up like Emmett Till. Like, just crazy. The guy has really lost his mind, and he needs some help.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. But for our listening audience who have no idea, like I don't, who is this Emmett Till and what was that all about?
Well, you know Emmett Till, the young kid about 50, 60 years ago who got beaten to death because he was whistling at a white woman. You know, it was a whole civil rights thing. It was a big thing about Emmett Till, you know. The mom left the casket open at the funeral so people can see the segregation and the stuff that was going on during that, the racism going on at the time. The boy, I think he was 12 or 13, and he got beat to death by some white guys because he whistled, you know. We see a nice woman, we're like, ooh, hey, you know. He whistled at a white woman, and she told some people, and they found and beat him to death. Well, this clown, Lil Wayne, thought it would be nice to interpret that situation with having sex with somebody, and it just ain't working, okay? And this thing with LeBron, if I was the NBA, if I was David Stern, I would make a rule right now. Ban Lil Wayne from all NBA activities. I don't care how much money he got. I don't care who's he with. I don't care. I will lock him out of the arena. Do not let this clown in. I will have his face in every security part of the arenas around America and will not let this clown in whatsoever. I mean, just go away, please.
Okay, well, he already claims that he's banned from future events. And, well, we do our research around here, and the NBA has confirmed that Weezy's little comments, that he's been banned from future events, there is no truth at all to those comments. Furthermore, the Miami Heat claims that Lil Wayne voluntarily left the Heat game that he claims he was kicked out of. Oh boy, you know what? But here's the thing. Now this has gone on. This went a little too far. You know, he's been after the Heat since. You know, he these guys are crazy. Really, I think something's wrong with him. He really expected the Heat players to talk to him while they were playing a basketball game, as if he made all the difference in the world, as if he were the centerpiece, and you know, the basketball game was secondary. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of insanity that goes through their heads. But now here's the thing. This is a kid who is telling stories. He's already lying about being banned from the NBA and future events. That's just not true. He claims he was kicked out by the Miami Heat people, escorted out by the police, which is not true either. So when he says he effed Chris Bosh's wife, he's probably lying about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's not. I don't know. You know, the thing is, we don't know. And she really doesn't have to defend that. Honestly, this is a punk, man. Lil Wayne should be called Lil Punk.
Yeah.
Really? He's a Lil Punk. You know something? It's one thing. This is the same thing with Kevin Garnett when he did it, but Kevin Garnett didn't even go this far. And Kevin Garnett could actually back it up, whereas Lil Punk couldn't do that. He would never say that to Chris Bosh's face because he'd have to stand on two boxes of Honey Nut Cheerios or two crates of Honey Nut Cheerios in order to do that. But quite frankly, and I'm not picking on him because he's small, because he's just small in his head. He's just stupid.
Yep.
But here's the thing. If he said that to Chris Bosh would light him up like a Christmas tree. I don't care what anyone says about Chris Bosh. He's a professional athlete who's a very tough kid. All right? Just because he runs like he's an ostrich and looks like sometimes he doesn't care doesn't mean he can't take care of business. This kid didn't grow up in the suburbs, you know. He grew up in the streets. He knows how to handle himself. But needless to say, and probably so does Lil Wayne, but Lil Wayne doesn't know how to take care of himself very well. You know, you usually grow out of that. But here's the thing. Why would he say these things? This is a complete violation of not only just decency, but the guy code. You don't go talking about what you did with somebody else's wife, man. Do you? Yeah, well,
nah, you don't do that. Like you say, he's a punk. He's a punk. He talks a lot. I was a Lil Wayne fan. I'm not even going to front. Like, I'm not one of the people like, oh, I can't stand Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne put out some great records. Even listening to him now, you just seem like he's gotten lazy. It's like something is wrong with him. Like, seriously. This is not, like, he's not having common sense whatsoever. I don't know if it's the drugs he does or the this or that or people who's around him. He needs some help, and he needs it now. And I wish Chris Bosh, LeBron, and D-Wade would just go tie him up somewhere and beat the living heck out of him and say it was all the trouble.
Yeah, but they would get in trouble, see, because Lil Wayne's just a chump.
Well, I know.
But here's the other thing. It's just not Lil Wayne. I mean, these guys are just silly, man. And then you've got this other knucklehead in Washington, D.C. What's his name, Wale?
Oh, yeah.
Whale. He looks like he just came. You know who he looks like? Do you remember that guy that came into the prison that was selling dope for Adebisi, the heavyset kid with the dreadlocks?
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Come on, the poet.
The poet. Yeah, that's him. The poet. That's what that looks like. Really, except a dirtier version, and the poet was in prison. But honestly, what in the hell happened with this? Because this guy starts hooting on Rudy Gay, which is fair enough, you know. But then he wants to go and talk to commentators, and he wants to talk to referees. Who are these people, Jay?
That's what happens at the Wizards game. I mean, when your team's that bad, Wale gets more notice than the actual game that's going on. Him and Rudy Gay, I guess, are friends or whatever. They were talking trash, this, that, and the other. And Matt Devlin, who I like, Matt Devlin said that Wale is no Drake. And Matt Devlin is the announcer for the Toronto Raptors. Throwing a slick shot at Wale. And, you know, Drake is from Toronto. And Wale didn't like that at all. He was offended by it. And he went up to the announcer's booth. Like, seriously? Seriously, who does that? Who would walk up to Marv Albert or Kevin Harlan or Pat Summerall or John Madden? Who would walk up to the booth? Somebody, I just want to get a word with you. No. Go sit down. You know, I had a Twitter universe. I think Matt Devlin, he tweeted it. I don't know who the color guy was. He tweeted something too. But they had like a Twitter battle going on during this game. And Wale came and confronted them in the middle of the game. Like, seriously?
Stupid. You know, do they have metal detectors at these games?
They should, yeah.
Been to an NBA game in 10 years. I don't know. I'm asking you.
I went last week. Yeah, they got the things that, they got the metal detector that'll scan you and stuff like that, make sure you don't have any weapons or anything like that.
Yeah, but a famous rapper, somebody like that, he wouldn't get scanned, would he?
You know what? He would come in through the VIP part, which I never entered. So, I mean, they got security and stuff there, but I'm not sure. I mean, you make a great point with that.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because these people are unstable. You don't know what's going to happen. They might come in there and bust a cap on one of these players one day.
Yeah.
This is starting to get – when you start talking about people's wives the way he did, F the NBA, F the Heat, F this, F that, F whatever. Oh, by the way, I F Chris Bosh's wife. You ain't playing with a full deck. You know, it's one thing to be upset. We do that here all the time. But I ain't going to cap nobody. This guy's lost his mind, though.
But these rappers ain't going to do anything. It's all propaganda and trying to get in the mainstream media. These guys are not going to be dumb enough to bring a gun to the arena and try and shoot an NBA player. These guys, half of them are wusses anyway. They live behind their lyrics and live behind their entourage. Now, their entourage may do something. I will say that, but as for them personally, no, they're clowns. They're a bunch of clowns. You see them in the street. They're no bigger than Kevin Hart, the comedian. The guy, I mean, these guys, Wale, Lil Wayne, these guys are like 5'5", 5'6", a buck 80, buck 90. Like, what are they going to do to anybody? And if they had a gun on them, I mean, the gun will weigh more than them. So they're not going to do anything. Now, the entourage, like I said, that may be a different story, but I don't think it would get to that point. They'll continue with the Twitter. Me, personally, if you beef on Twitter, it shows a lot about your character anyway. So.
Well, this other kid, he says he's the new Tupac. Well, I knew Tupac Shakur. He used to come down to play tennis at the Hilton, the Sheraton Desert Inn when I was there. And I used to let him in at 2:30 in the morning. He was one of the nicest people I'd ever met. Some of his friends were a little wild. But you know what? He took care of all the things and nothing happened to my club because he had respect for me. I respected him. Let me tell you something about Tupac Shakur. Tupac Shakur was a revolutionary type of guy. This guy is a Fugazi. Just straight up. Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne's a chump, man. Lil Wayne would be wearing a skirt in Oz. I'm serious. He would be wearing a skirt there. He would be wearing a skirt in a county jail because that's who he is. He's just a Fugazi. And whether he did or didn't do Chris Bosh's wife, and this is where we're going to get into our weekly spot because I found us a little Fugazi, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And now it's time for
Facebook Fugazis.
Holy mashed potatoes.
Here are some words of wisdom from Mr. Know-It-All.
Facebook Fugazis.
Oh, shut up your mouth.
Facebook Fugazis.
You are a meathead. Dead from the neck up.
Facebook Fugazis.
You know, Rock, he sure got some funny ideas about fun.
Facebook Fugazis.
Next thing you know, they'll be on motorcycles wearing them leather jackets and zooming around.
We'll
take over the whole town,
a
reign of terror.
Facebook
Fugazis. Now here it is, your
moment of zen. Facebook
Fugazis. Did I do something to piss you off?
That's right. You know what? One of the things, Jamie, Facebook Fugazi is something that people just clamor for. And we might as well give the people what they want, right?
Yep.
Whether we're bringing issues up or not, as some idealists with no airwaves have to say. That was another one. I could have hammered him, but I'll save him for a rainy day because I got a feeling he's going to open up his mouth some other day. I'll save him. Here's what I read, Jay. Now listen to this. This is one of my beefs right here. We've talked about this before, but why not? It was reported on Russell Simmons' blog that Bosch's wife was the one who lied to Wayne about having cancer for some money. Jilly the Kid, years ago, made fun about Wayne being tricked by a woman who lied for some money saying that they had cancer. Okay, that's fair enough, but they don't say who reported it. Nobody really says, but I kind of found out who reported it. Somebody anonymously. Then, of course, there's other sites called Global Grind, and they don't claim that this happened. They say allegedly it happened. There's a difference. But when you say things like it was reported on Russell Simmons' blog, this was an anonymous comment that this person used to basically back up their little punk Lil Wayne and make themselves look good. And this is not reporting. Let me explain what report means. Can I do this, Jamie? Because this is from an actual dictionary.
Go ahead.
In the verb form, it means give a spoken or written account of something that one has observed, heard, done, or investigated. Now, an anonymous comment, no source there. How do you know that they've observed it, heard it, done it, or investigated it? Truth is, it's all BS. They cut and pasted it off another irresponsible website, and then they call it fact. See, that's how this crap gets started, because there's too many out there who have access to Grind and who are stupid and who don't give any sources to their facts, and they make stuff up. You know, this went on in the newspaper days. But it wasn't so bad. Now it's on the internet and you just destroy people. But in a noun form, it's an account given of a particular matter, especially in the form of an official document, after a thorough investigation or consideration by a source, a credible source. Okay, fair enough. But none of that was done here. No real proof. Do you have a picture of Lil Wayne and Chris Bosh's wife together at any point in her life?
Nope.
Yeah, you ain't seen that because I looked. I wanted to see because you know something, because Chris Bosh, if he thought that was true for a second, he never would have hooked up with her before. I would be afraid of being behind Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like something crawled in him. You don't know what might crawl out. You know what I mean? I mean, look at those dreads. He hasn't washed his hair in years, probably. I bet he smells.
He's not the greatest looker.
Oh, but those tattoos on his face, what's he trying to prove? He ain't going to have a long life anyway, so he might as well enjoy it, because somebody's going to end up capping it with his crap. But seriously, and then it's, here's the thing here, and this is from Global Grind 2, which should be said Axe to Grind. Goes a little further. According to reports, Mrs. Bosch, then Adrian Shortstack Williams, was a regular in the industry nightlife, and she worked up quite a rep for herself. They say she was a fixture in the VIP sections at a lot of popular Atlanta nightclubs back in the day. Wayne messed with Cincinnati, Ohio native back when she was still modeling for magazines like Smooth. Then things turned south when she allegedly scammed Lil Wayne out of a lot of money. Now, who gives a damn what that girl did?
Mm-hmm.
This is all fugazi. This is where all this crap came from. Facebook fugazi. What source? Who cares what she did? What source? Who's going to say something? Say something. This Adrian Williams is nobody. Or wasn't until she married Chris Bosch. Why wouldn't you stand up and say, yeah, okay, that was her, man. Or admit that you said it.
Mm-hmm.
This is bull. It's sick, man. These guys, you know, here's the thing. And people believe this crap. Let me ask you a question, Jay.
Yes, sir.
If you walked into the butcher and he was wearing a bag over his face and you couldn't tell his name, who he was, mm-hmm. would you mm-hmm. trust him to cut your meat?
No, because he would probably want to come cut meat. No, that's not. I would not trust that at all.
If you were working in a grocery store, Jamie, and a man walked up to you with a bag over his face or a mask over his head so you couldn't see his identity, what did you think he was going to do?
Try and rob, probably.
Yeah, you wouldn't trust him, would you?
No, I wouldn't trust him at all.
So why we trust these anonymous sources?
That's a great point. I don't trust them.
I don't either.
I hate the word anonymous. It shows, when I see anonymous, I see coward. Like, so if you're going to say something, say it. Put a name by it. Address it. Put an address on it. I mean, anonymous source. What is an anonymous source? That could be anything or anybody. You know, so I don't trust that at all. I mean, the reports, Lil Wayne, like I said, Lil Wayne, just go away. He's doing more harm to his career, his reputation, and more importantly, his livelihood than he's helping right now. Going after Chris, I mean, saying stupid stuff about Chris. I think, and LeBron made an Instagram tweet about that this morning, saying when people fall off, they're trying, I'm paraphrasing it. I'm not saying the word for word. But when people fall off, they try to find something to reignite their flame, and they try and bring you down. But you got to move forward. Meaning, when you're not relevant in life, you got to find something to make yourself relevant and bring yourself in. But LeBron was saying just move forward. I think he was taking a real big shot at Lil Wayne. Because, you know, when the Heat won the title, they were buddies. LeBron were buddies. I mean, not necessarily when they won the title. The year before when they played Dallas in the NBA Finals, Lil Wayne and Baby, the guy who owned Cash Money, they were pretty much in every Heat game that year. I thought that I'm like, are they from New Orleans? I thought they were Hornet guys, you know? But they were in every Heat game, and they were buddies. But, you know, then he tried to go to OKC and New Orleans. I mean, I don't know. This guy's crazy.
Yeah, he's lost his mind, I tell you that right now. But it goes back, it's even worse than that. When you talk about reporting things and these things, this is just ridiculous. And then now this kid's talking this crap, and then these other people are throwing out these things and they're destroying this young lady's character, and you don't know for sure what happened. I certainly don't believe Lil Punk. Why would I believe him? He has an axe to grind. I don't believe this Global Grind either. I don't believe any of these people. But here's the thing, you know what, people run with it, Jamie, and they run with it as fact, and they're just too simple-minded or lazy to find out for themselves. You know, this is the part that got me, and this is a Facebook fugazi. It's also believed that Chris Bosch knew about her modeling and nightlife past before he married her. She seems to have changed her ways, so who are we to judge? That's very good. You know what, the truth is, I'm sure Chris Bosch knew all about her modeling. I'm sure, like him, like me, he has Google, because I Googled this girl in an image check and I saw her laying in a bathtub with her leg up on the wall and all these other things that I'm sure Chris Bosch, the multimillionaire professional basketball player with a publicist and an agent and a secretary and a PR person and every other thing he has, knew all about what she did or didn't do. And I'm sure that if he'd have found out something silly about scamming people out of money, he would have probably fled for the hills because he's not completely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't that hot. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta tell you, that's the Facebook fugazi of the world. These people just believe this crap that they read on websites that just aren't credible. I don't get it.
I don't either. And when I see Lil Wayne, I just cringe, shake my head, and close my eyes. Because you know some food too is gonna cut. Nothing positive comes from Lil Wayne. Put it like that. Nothing positive. Nothing that makes sense comes from Lil Wayne these last couple of years. Anytime you see Lil Wayne, it's gonna be something stupid. And this is another prime example.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, yep, these people, listen, folks, I don't get it, but here's the thing. These people are not reporters. They're not reporting anything. Most of them are anonymous, and they're cutting and pasting something else someone else did. That's not called reporting. That's called regurgitating, or I should say recording and regurgitating 15-party sources who don't know any more than the knucklehead who told you what you think is the truth. If you don't have a name behind it, they ain't got a picture, don't buy it. Leave these poor people alone. And that's going to wrap it up for today's And when we return, we're going to talk about a hot girl. Her name is Danica Patrick. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Phil Nason Show on these amazing affiliates. Right back.
Stitcher Smart Radio is an award-winning, free mobile application that lets you listen to your favorite shows and discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. Now you don't even need a Wi-Fi or a cell connection to listen to shows like The Phil Nason Show. Never miss another show. It's real simple. Just go to Stitcher.com and download the free app today. And never miss another Phil Nason Show. Been dreaming of that Greek vacation? Well, if you have, then you might want to check out the folks at the Aridi Grand Hotel, located in beautiful Corfu, Greece. Come experience world-class cuisine as well as the hospitality that Greece is legendary for at the Aridi Grand Hotel. You can find them at aridihotel.com or email them at reservations@aridihotel.com. This Week in Tennis is a weekly tennis program covering all aspects of professional tennis. The most controversial tennis show anywhere deals with issues no one seems to want to touch. For music and hard-hitting commentary, please visit Phil Nason's .com. Hi, this is Phil Nason from The Phil Nason Show and This Week in Tennis. When I'm looking for sports information, my first stop, as well as yours should be, sports-kings.com. Great information, scores, highlights, and exceptional commentary. You can find it all there at sports-kings.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Phil Nason Show. It is February the 21st, 2013. On the line with me is Jamie Smith from thesportsgoons.com. Danica Patrick. She has made the news. She is the she's earned the pole position in NASCAR's Daytona 500. What's up with Danica, Jamie?
Well, she's the she's the first woman ever to win the pole position at the Daytona 500. For those NASCAR fans out there, the Daytona 500 is the Super Bowl of motorsports, and it's the first event of the year. So that's a pretty huge deal. That's a real big accomplishment to get. Everybody else who we had to get their position, we had to go racing many races called the Twins and other stuff to figure out the race for a man. But that's a big thing to get number one at Daytona 500.
Yeah, but the thing is a lot of people make a lot of fuss about her. And the other day I've heard her referred to like as racing's version of Anna Kournikova.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some similarities there, sure. I'm familiar with Anna Kournikova more so than I am with Danica Patrick. But here's the thing about Danica Patrick. Everyone talks about her being a great race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
She has one career win in 183 professional sanctioned car races, 7 podiums in Indy races, which means she finished in the top 3 7 times, and 7 top 10s in NASCAR races.
Mm-hmm.
She makes over $13 million a year in endorsements.
Yep.
Now, why does she make the endorsements?
She's hot. She's a beautiful woman. Go daddy. I mean, people love to look at her. I'm not saying that she's a great driver. I never said that, nor have I seen anyone say that she's a great driver. But at the same time, she is a looker, and she's in a sport dominated by men, and she got the pole position. But at the same time, she's gonna make her money, man. I think Powerade or one of those like that she's with. But people love to look at Danica Patrick. She gets the people going. But at the same time, she's going towards Anna Kournikova status. She needs to win something. She needs to win something. I mean, she's been in the Indy series, the Nationwide series, and now NASCAR, and only has one win to show for her. I mean, she got to do something quick, fast, and hurry. People just if they haven't already, will look at her as a straight up joke when it comes to that. She win the pole position, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win it. It just means you're going to start first. And the way she can hold on to that is very hard to do. Hold on to the number one spot for most of the race and try and win it. That's one thing. But there's a reason why Jimmy Johnson, there's a reason why Carl Edwards and those guys are always at the top, because they're great drivers. She needs to get with the program, and she needs to do something fast. It has nothing to do with a one. If she was a guy, it would be the same thing. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been ridiculed in NASCAR for not winning in the past how many races, but he finally won one last year. She has to win some. She, at least Earnhardt Jr., when he was in the Nationwide and the Busch, and when he first came in NASCAR, he was winning. He just had a long losing streak. But Danica Patrick hasn't won anywhere. She needs to win something.
Well, I'll tell you something. Anna Kournikova wasn't a joke. She was a very good tennis player. She was in the top 10 in the world of what she does. Very few people can say that they've been in the top 10 in anything that they've ever done, let alone playing in a tough sport, professional tennis. And let's also keep in mind that Anna Kournikova competed against women only. She didn't compete against guys, except for some mixed doubles. And also, let me tell you this. Anna Kournikova was number one in the world in doubles. She was in a tough spot, really. A very tough spot. But here's the thing about Danica Patrick. She ain't competing against women drivers. She's competing against men's drivers. There is a difference, you know. Physical difference. That's a very physical sport. I happened to have the opportunity about 12 years ago to ride in a NASCAR at the Las Vegas track, one of those cars, and I felt like I got my ass kicked by Lil Wayne's 10 bodyguards. Not by Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne could, well, whatever. But needless to say, that's a very physical, demanding sport. I mean, I never believed it at the time. I was shooting my mouth off, and that's when somebody said, hey, come on, let's get in the car. Let's find out. I'll tell you what, that was rough. And that's a lot of work, a lot. You have to be strong, man, to win a race. For her not to have won a race doesn't mean she's a bad driver.
I mean, but like you say, not say a bad driver, but I look at this, you say it takes strength and effort and all that to win a race, but Jeff Gordon and Mark Martin is the same. I think Danica Patrick is stronger than them. It's all about technique and skills. You got to be crafty with it. When you win, my dad, he's a diehard NASCAR. How I love football is how he loves NASCAR racing. He'll tell you the ins and outs and what it takes to win a race. She hasn't figured out what it takes to win a race. You got to have a good car. That's first off. You got to know when to pit. You got to know when to draft. I mean, who the person to hang off of. She got to make sure her teammates are on the same page with her whoever she's driving. I'm not sure who she's driving with, but her teammates help it, when it comes to that, make sure she's gassing properly. She just has not got, I mean, I don't even know if she's finishing the top five. It's okay, you ain't got to win, but at least finishing the top something. The top something. Every time, I don't know about you, but every time I see her name, is in the bottom 20s or DNP, did not, DNQ, or did not finish, DNF, did not finish the race. I mean, so at least get in the chase for the race. You can get in the NASCAR chase without even having to win a race. As long as you finish consistently in the top, whatever, you still can be in the race. She's not even nowhere near the race, the postseason for the NASCAR. So at least if she can at least get in the race, at least try and get a fight for a wild card, I think she will be respected and a win would eventually come sooner or later. But she got to be in the conversation first when it comes to that.
Yeah, but when you say respected, who does she need to be respected by? Her peers respect her.
I mean, her peers may respect her, but the media.
Who gives a shit about the media?
I'm just saying.
Seriously.
I don't. I mean, because I look at her, I'm like, okay, she's doing a great thing for women, this, that, and that, but she ain't putting no results. It's like she's getting this attention because she's a lady. If he was a regular guy, he wouldn't be getting it. It wouldn't matter. But she's getting this attention because she's a lady. I'm glad what she's doing for the sport of NASCAR, but I mean for women racers. But at the same time, she need to do something. She's getting the pass, in my opinion. She's getting the pass. She need to put up some results. I mean, a good looks can take you so far. It's time to start doing something now.
Well, her good looks didn't get her the pole position, did it?
No, that's a good start. She got the pole position. That's a great start. I commend her for that. She's starting off great in NASCAR season, winning pole position. But where will she finish in Daytona is my concern. Will she be in the bottom in the 20s, in the 30s, in the 40s again? Or will she at least finish in the top 15? Then show like, okay, she got the pole position finishing. Now you get something to build off of. You got the pole position, so it's no excuse why you should be finished dead last. Unless you get, I mean, like seriously, you got the pole position now. Like, so you got a good car. Yeah, everything is there for her to pull off an upset. Nobody expected her to win the Daytona 500. If she do, salute to her. That would be great. But at least have a good race. You know, she's going to have a good start, but at least finish up there. So like, okay, all right. We can take Danica serious now. She's here to stay.
I take her seriously. Did you see her slinked over that car?
No, I did not.
She looks hot, dude. That's what I take seriously because I don't pay attention to any of this stuff. But here's the thing. Honestly, she looked good, man, but I didn't care for that tramp stamp. But needless to say, she looked okay. I mean, whatever. I can see why guys like her, and I can see why she makes her money.
She's gorgeous. I would never take that away from her.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't. Well, never mind. I'll leave that be. But needless to say, you know, and if she was swinging on a pole, she'd be making a lot of money probably. But the thing is she doesn't have to win. Because the sponsors are going to pay her for the very reasons that we describe. One, you've got people who don't know anything about car racing like you and I talking about her. And two, you've got all these big sponsors like GoDaddy is huge and all these other people who pay because we talk about her. And C, you've got these fans who know nothing about the sport. Well, they know, but they just don't like her because she's a woman, fueling her name, which gets people to look at those GoDaddy signs on her uniform or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's never going to go away unless her car blows up. And some people say she shouldn't get all that money. Well, here's the thing. She can die doing what she does. And she still is one of the best in the world at whatever it is she does, whether it's riding around on a track as fast as she can by herself or whatever. She's good at that. Is she good enough to win the Daytona 500? Probably not. Does it matter? No, it does not. It does not matter. And the thing is this. It's one of those things. It really is one of those things. And she makes a lot of money, though, dude. She's hot. And we got to like hot, man. You got to like hot. And that's what people like. So what are we going to say about Danica? Good luck. But is she doing her thing? Yep, she is. She's a female in a man's world. She's not like Anna Kournikova. Anna Kournikova wasn't a failure, and neither is Danica Patrick. Both of them are the way they are. And it is what it is. All right, you know what, Damian? We got time for one more story.
Okay.
And this story intrigues me more than any of them because it has to do with Josh Hamilton. And Josh Hamilton is a gentleman, for those of you who don't know, is or was the Texas Rangers center fielder. And then he left the team as a free agent and signed with the Los Angeles Angels. I get them confused. And, you know, he's got several issues in his life. He's a born-again Christian, which is a big issue because, quite frankly, he doesn't act like one. But needless to say, he is also a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, and that's pretty tough to deal with. And the Texas Rangers were pretty good to him. They put up with a lot of crap from him. But this is, and the fans did too, you know. But here's what the fans said, Jay. They said there, or this, I'm sorry, this is what Josh Hamilton had to say. He said, there are true baseball fans in Texas, but it's not a true baseball town. And this is why what he said in reference to a question about whether the Rangers, or while the Rangers booed him during the American League wildcard loss to Baltimore. And then he said about the fans, he said they're supportive, but they also got a little spoiled at the same time pretty quickly, and that was referring to the success of the Texas Rangers. Then he went on to say, you think about 3 to 4 years ago, before two straight World Series appearances in 2010 and 2011, it's like, come on, man. Are you happier there again? What is up with Josh Hamilton, dude?
Crazy. I think that he already had some resentment towards Dallas area, Fort Worth, Arlington area, and now he's just letting it come out, but he shouldn't have said this at all. You go on to the Angels, let it be going to the Angels. Stay there with the Angels. You have a new team. They were the suckers to pay you the big money. I think he was a little upset that the Rangers wasn't going to pay him what he asked for. So now he's taking his grievances out on the Rangers fans and this, that, and that. They booed you because you stunk it up, Josh Hamilton. That's why they booed you. They had nothing to do with the Cowboys being the dominant team in Texas or they're waiting for football season. No, they booed you because you stunk it up. Point blank simple. I mean, his second half of the season was terrible. At the beginning of the baseball season, he was on pace to break some records. Then he got injured. Then some crazy stuff was happening. Too much caffeine, messing with his eyes and all that, and knick-knack injuries. And he just went into a slump. So that's why I just think it's sour grapes. He just need to go ahead and play for the Angels. Me personally, I think the Angels are going to stink. They just got too many people, too much money, and not enough continuity. I think the Rangers will probably, or the A's, will probably win the AL West again. But he got his money. Go get your money and go play with the Anaheim, with the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Will they boo him in Texas? Absolutely, because they are a baseball town. What's the definition of a baseball town? I mean, this is a kid who, listen, he was just taking shots at them, and because they took shots at him. But they had a right to because they put up with a lot of his crap.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't hit well during the day because he has blue eyes. He doesn't hit well during the day because, well, God told me to stop chewing tobacco, so I did it. The relapses that he went through, and it is a human condition, and people were sympathetic toward, but he's a silly man. Josh Hamilton, he's right to say that he's trying to defend himself a little bit and take some cheap shots at the organization who really didn't want him back. They're pretty happy to have him gone because of all the crap. I hope he's cleaned up his life. You know, it's difficult when you're in that situation, and I really hope for his sake that he has. I doubt it, but, you know, I mean, the evidence is there. He's making up stories. He can't play in the daytime because he's too hungover to play. You know, that's just the truth. And the Texas Ranger fans put up with that.
I wasn't going to go there, but that's what I was thinking.
But that's what everyone was thinking. The only problem is they never said it because they're out of respect to Josh Hamilton, even though, I mean, come on. Because I stopped drinking coffee and taking caffeine, now I can't see during the day? Or I have blue eyes? Get out of here. That's like J.R. Smith. He's tweeting on Twitter all night, and he can't shoot in the first half of a matinee game at 12 o'clock because he's too tired. I mean, it's the same thing, man. It's the same thing, Jamie. So Josh Hamilton, we look forward to seeing that team play. I really do. Well, Jamie, I'll tell you what, this was kind of a wild hour, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We got touched on a lot of bases. We went from left field to right field today.
Yeah, we ran around the shortstop about five times, too. But it's all good in the hood. You can find Jamian at thesportsgoons.com or on Twitter at thesportsgoons. And that's going to wrap it up for today's Phil Nason Show. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. Thanks to Jamian for making a second appearance of the week. Tomorrow we have a little baseball. We're going to talk about Mike Piazza's brand new book, Long Shot. Couldn't get that out of there. And with Mark Berman from bloggingmets.com. Along the way, Eric Pleiss will be here to talk about the Minnesota Twins, and we'll get a live report from spring training in Dodgertown with Eric Steven from TrueBlueLA.com. Until then, you all take care of yourselves out there. Be good. And most importantly, thanks for listening. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.